This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running, and I'm pretty chuffed to welcome our next guest back on, Barry Lewis. Barry, welcome back. Nice to touch base. You're an ultra runner. You come from a very strong ultra running background. Do you find that you've had to sort of back off a bit on the running to focus on the other two disciplines, or have you been lucky enough that you've been able to stick to your strength and keep working on it?
Well, you know, boy, I'm very privileged in that I've been able to stay relatively healthy and been able to run, consistently for, good 30-plus years. My first marathon was 1981, I guess, and at least, you know, I've done at least a marathon or two every year since then, and then in my early days, ultra running, probably 10 or more races of marathon or beyond distance in a year. So I've got a lot of miles in me. And I think that's really a key for me, is that I've got that deep background. So number one, sort of psychologically, I know what's there and what I'm able to do and what I'm able to draw upon. And number two, physiologically, I've got that deep base. So I still put a lot of time into my run. I'd say nowhere near the miles that I once did when I was training for ultras, but certainly I try and put in more quality probably than I ever did. So, you know, kind of funnily enough, I've found that, you know, the drop off as I've got older, it's been kind of fun seeing times not drop off as rapidly as one might expect them to. So I've been pretty lucky that way.
You mentioned the word consistency and having that big base. That is key with running, and particularly running well, is staying injury free and being able to build consistently on what you've done in the past. That's the best way to get better as a runner. That's been my experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'm not without problems. Actually earlier this year, in my final build up to a 50K that I usually run in the spring, I had a really bad ankle twist in the trails, and, kind of kept running and you sort of shake it out and keep going. Well, kind of unbeknownst to me until the end of the run, you know, my ankle was basically not doing anything for me except, you know, just kind of flopping around. And so I was taking a huge amount of strain on my calf. And as a result, I tore my soleus. And, you know, it was just one of those things. That's the physiological chain. You know, if your ankle and your Achilles aren't working, then your calf's going to be overloaded. And you know, being the knucklehead ultra marathoner I was, a little discomfort sort of, you know, during my run was not enough to stop me. Well, I you know, created a tear in my soleus. And boy, I thought some of the doctors said, you're kind of done, you know, this is never going to heal properly and you're going to keep re-injuring it and everything else. But, you know, I did my due diligence and have a really great body worker who gave me some suggestions on what to do, and went to one of the top sports med docs around here. And he said, look, you just do the things that you need to do for calf strain, multidirectional, all of the little systemic stuff and all the calf work that you need to do, and you'll be fine. And, you know, I came out of it really well and I'm back to running fine. And I think it's just again, a fortunate thing, number one, but number two, because I've got that really deep background, I was able to just come back quickly enough, and everything else was strong and solid and in working order. So with really focused concentration on the problem area, I was able to get right back in the groove.
I had a quiet little chuckle to myself where you were talking about being a knucklehead ultra marathoner, and I think we're all guilty of that, where we might have an ankle that's sore or a knee that's sore, and we think, you know what, it's sore, but I'm going to go and run 5 or 6 miles just to see if it feels any better. And invariably it doesn't, and we end up doing more damage long term. That's something coming from a strong running background that I think we're all guilty of, is going when we shouldn't actually go. When there is an issue, we don't back off.
Yeah, you know, it really is. And you know, I have some folks that I coach and help out, and I say, look, you know, if anything, you want to learn from my mistakes. So, you know, let me know if there's anything going on, anything out of the ordinary. I want to hear about it, and we'll adjust accordingly, because the last thing you want to do is get into a chronic situation that becomes a real injury that sidelines you, you know, that few days or week or 2 weeks off to deal with it is not going to, you know, kill you. But, you know, turning it into something way bigger than it should be is going to be a real problem. You know, and I've been fortunate as well over the years that I have learned that the hard way. And contrary to my earlier story about what happened this year, I normally do a pretty good job of listening to myself and taking the time to deal with something right at the outset. But that was, you know, you flip your ankle on a run, you've done it 1,000 times, you know, you're in the middle of a run, it doesn't feel that bad, you keep going. And, you know, again, lesson learned, you know, us older folks, as I like to say, I stopped mountain biking because I found, you know, I don't bounce the way I used to, I break instead. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things that we're not quite as supple as we once were.
Barry, favorite run workout, what do you love doing?
Oh, gosh, you know, just get me to the trails and I'm a happy camper. And, you know, from the training value perspective, you know, I can't overemphasize how good trail running is. And if you've got a hilly trail that you're able to do, you know, again, a fartlek type of run on where you might hammer the hills and cruise over the top. You might have a longer flat stretch that you really pick it up and then ease into the downhill. Sometimes you can hammer the downhills to get the sense of really what it feels like when you're really turning those legs over and beating up your quads. But doing this kind of work on the trails is going to build up all those little connective tissue, proprioceptive functions, all the little things. And you're not constantly at that same stride length, stride rate. You're having to adjust because of the terrain. You've got rocks and roots or whatever it might be. You're jumping and all of those things are incredibly helpful to prevent overuse injuries, but also build strength. But also mentally, you know, time flies when you're in your trails. There's things to look at. You got to pay attention to where you're going, or you get to enjoy incredible views, or the change of the leaf colors, or the crazy nature that's going on around you, or other people, or people out on their horses, or whatever. So, you know, I just think that I'm happy when I'm in the trails, and when I'm running hard in the trails, it's just a blast.
Brilliant. Well, Barry, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated on the Kona Edge. Really enjoyed it. We look forward to catching up about your nutrition next time out.
Thanks, Brad. Always a pleasure.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/runningseminar.